This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, there is the internet story that we are not talking about that involves politics, but there is another internet story that has gone not just viral. It is like the story. Every newspaper, every website, I've seen it on TV over the Coldplay.
It's the biggest thing that's happened in a U.S. sports stadium this week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
I saw a tweet last night that said Coldplay hasn't made a single in years. Last night they made two.
That's good. Yes, a CEO in a lot of hot water. Just be careful when you go to these concerts. You might be, or sporting events, you might be shown on the Jumbotron with somebody you're not supposed to be. So we'll get to that a little bit later on. But 216-474-0092, Jason Lloyd is in for Ken Carmen. Jason, you heard all week. I think we've had four different disputes over this. Which, you know, Kenny and I, we laugh sometimes. Sometimes we end up fighting over something we kind of agree about. And so we have gone toe-to-toe over, you know, comparing the teams in town, who wants to win the most, and whether it's just all about money. And certainly we've been arguing because, you know, the Guardians had a terrible offseason. But I've given them the benefit of the doubt in recent years over their offseasons because, in the end, they end up being able to oftentimes win more than anybody else in town, and yet they're criticized the most about their effort level in trying to win. So you heard us screaming about that, and all it often comes up, you know, we know about their unbelievably low payroll, and in fact it went lower this year. Nobody seems to care about the finances of baseball when we have these arguments. But what did you make of that? What did you make of that? And more specifically, I mean, do you think the Dolans want to win? Because that's at the heart of that conversation.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I think for sure they want to win. I think the structure of baseball makes it a little bit more difficult than it does the other sports. The television contract in the NBA is what allows teams in Oklahoma City to spend what they do. And Dan here in Cleveland to spend what he does. A lot of that, I mean, yeah, of course, Dan has more wealth than the Dolans do, if you want to compare pocketbook to pocketbook. The Haslams and Gilberts are in a different stratosphere than what baseball is. But it really goes back to the television contracts. When you look at what the NFL signed, what is it, $11 billion or whatever the crazy number was on their TV deal. And now basketball is doing the same thing with their revenue deal, with their television contract, with going to Amazon and NBC. Part of the reason the NBA is not looking at expansion right now is because the owners want to keep the money for themselves. Mm-hmm. Baseball doesn't have that. And like, of all the problems, and baseball's got a lot of problems, and I think baseball's about to face a reckoning here in their next collective bargaining agreement. And we'll see how that transpires with the cap. I think baseball needs a cap more than any other sport. But when you talk about, does an owner want to win? Yeah, they want to win. Now, I don't necessarily agree with every decision that they make down the path to get there. I'd like to see them take a little bit more risk on occasion or take more chances. They went all in 2016, obviously, with the Andrew Miller trade. They did make moves last year with bringing Lane Thomas in, and that paid dividends in the playoffs. Obviously, you know, Lane had a terrific series against Tigers. But there are times where it does feel like maybe they're risk averse. But they have very much have a philosophy of, and I think a lot of teams in baseball have this philosophy. And, you know, I was talking to Zach Meisel about it a couple weeks ago, that Jerry DePoto last year, whatever it was, sort of said the quiet part out loud, that we want to win 55% of our games, get to October, and hopefully you get hot and you're playing your best baseball in October. And it sounds a little bit insane to say, but I think a lot of teams look at it that way, that if we just have to be playing our best ball in October, get to October, be healthy, and be playing our best.
All right. Obviously, everybody's going to look at the payroll, and they're going to look and see where the Guardians are, which is embarrassing, right? You have other teams, you know, in your division that have, you know, more substantial payrolls, and we can look at market size, all that. I do caution people, like, there really is just, instead of going by market size, I saw people doing this with the Guardians, and they pointed out, you know, depending on which most recent area you're looking at, are they 17th, are they 18th, are they 19th in the country in market size? Okay, but, you know, you lost your local television deal. That I think it exactly coincides with a drop in payroll, and they're not getting that money back. I mean, unless Amazon comes in and, you know, subsidizes all these small markets with an infusion of cash, but, you know, then you're doing it all equally, right? Then every team is getting an extra 50 to 70 million, depending on market size or whatever it is. I know Dallas gets like 120 in local TV revenue. The Guardians were projected to get 55, I think, this year, and now they may be getting 5 to 10. So obviously that's where it equals out. But the average fan, and what Ken is saying is, yeah, but you can't be at 100. League average is at 170 for payroll. So where would they be that would make you say, oh, they're trying to win now?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's the one thing I keep coming back to. Zach Meisel, your colleague, has said and come on this station and said, oh, they could spend more. But what does that equate to? How much do you think they could spend? Because, of course, they're telling you they're poor. They're crying poor over there. So what is the number that would satisfy Guardians fans? I would argue if they spent league average, $170 million, so that's a $70 million increase to get to league average, right? I don't know. It seems like the minute we get eliminated, fans would say we should spend more. So they're not really trying to win. I mean, because they think if Dan Gilbert owned the Guardians tomorrow, they'd spend $300 million.
Well, they would spend more. I do believe that. They would spend more if Dan owned the team. And I've had people tell me, like, no owner is going to go into their own pockets and take personal losses to float a professional sports team. But, you know, and it's hard because, like, Dan today is much different than Dan 10 years ago. It's not the same man. And I don't think people grasp that. Like, some of the personal health issues that he's faced, it significantly changed him. So in the past, a lot of that spending came with Dan's influence and impact and meddling in an organization and firing everybody all the time. And I said for years, everyone would say, I wish Dan owned the Guardians. I'm like, okay, well, you realize Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff would have been fired seven times over.
100%.
If Dan owned the team. That's not, I mean, we just saw Kobe get his third extension. So that's not necessarily the case anymore. I think Dan has changed dramatically after his health issues. But, you know, I mean, baseball does, and this doesn't get talked about enough. There are multiple revenue streams from baseball to the small market teams that cover a substantial part of the payroll. And it's all bargain in the collective bargaining agreement. It's all through revenue sharing. But the commissioner's office sort of keeps those numbers close to the chest on what they are. I've tried to get them before, and you just can't get them. It's impossible. And it's impossible to totally read through the lingo. You'd have to be a Harvard law graduate to understand. And it's intentionally written that way, to be complicated that way. But there is a significant portion of the payroll that is covered by Major League Baseball through revenue sharing. And when you say $170 million, I think a lot of that is inflated by the Dodgers and the Yankees at the top. Yeah, sure. But also it's suppressed at the bottom by teams like the Rays and the Pirates, who never spend. I mean, I've been told Bob Nutting, who owns the Pirates, is one of the makes more money off baseball than anybody, because he just pockets it all in Pittsburgh. So,
well, fans do not want to hear. That's the one thing fans don't want to hear, is that the Dolans, them not spending money also directly, you know, helps them out in their situation. I just keep adding, like, they did lose the local TV deal. That money is gone. They weren't spending before that. Then the answer directly is, we'll sell the team. But what I am telling you is, kind of think they're a distressed asset because of the loss of the local TV deal. Now, the Rays just got sold, reportedly, for 1.7. I know the Guardians were, the valuation was $1.2 billion, which is funny. Look at the NBA teams. My God. Right. I know it's the Celtics, the Mavs, and the Lakers, but whoa, did those teams get way, way, way more money. Are there owners lining up that would not only buy the Guardians, lose the local TV deal, and then spend closer to league average? I submit that those people don't exist. For anybody that says that there are people lining up to buy this team because it makes so much money, where is it? Because I think they would have sold already. Well, I do not think these owners are lining up, especially after losing $50 to $60 million a year, no, which is now the reality with the loss of the local TV deal.
I think if it's a distressed asset, I think it's more to do with the collective bargaining agreement than anything. And let's see how the next...
That there's going
to
be a work stoppage.
Yeah. So let's wait and see how this next CBA plays out, if there's a work stoppage, if there's a cap on the other side of it. Because I think right now, everybody wants to get into pro sports ownership. Nobody can afford it. You need private equity now. I mean, the talk and some of the other sports, not necessarily baseball, is Saudi oil money is now coming in. Like, that's what it takes to own these teams. But the value of it keeps going up. But baseball's issue to me right now is the uncertainty over the collective bargaining agreement. And then if there's a salary cap on the other side of it, then I think it becomes very appealing. And they already have an owner lined up in David Blitzer.
I know, but where is the infusion of cash that we were told we would get when he would jump onto the team? It hasn't happened yet.
No, I don't know that was necessarily the case. Everyone wants to go back to when John Sherman bought in. Mm-hmm. And I've been told over and over and over again, that wasn't really the Sherman money. It was the BAMTech money.
Yeah.
And they spent it right away. It just happened to coincide with when Sherman came in. But you can also say that, yes, that money, the more that Blitzer buys, percentage-wise, is going to the Dolans, because Dan Gilbert's having a bake sale right now and selling 15% and is going to make $600 million, which, by the way, I'm really curious to see what he does with that, where that goes. I think part of it's going to the practice facility that they're building.
Didn't go to Ty Jerome.
It did not go to Ty Jerome. It did not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's transparent. translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.